Pelosi, not wearing a mask very selfish, Trump is a terrible example. By Pam Kee on May 28, 2020. Thursday on MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell reports. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said President Donald Trump was a terrible example for mocking people wearing masks when not to do so is very selfish. Pelosi said, 100,000 people more than 100,000 people have died from the coronavirus. This administration has been a failure in terms of what we are doing when testing and tracing and treating and isolating people. The president has been a terrible example of not wearing a mask, belittling those who do. So anything he does is a distraction from the problem at hand. People are dying, Rome is burning, and all people want to talk about is what he said next about this. That is a success for him. So I just will not go there. It's about testing, 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 to open up our schools so our children can go back safely. It's about opening up our economy, so we can flourish. It's about saving lives. And all of this is a distraction from the problem at hand. We have people dying, and he's talking about one thing and another and then monopolizes the whole conversation. I simply won't go there. She added, when we talk about opening up, it's foolish to open up in any way other than that which has guidelines about distancing and masks and the rest. And to do so in a way that preserves health and not endangers people. Because when you go out there, you're not only endangering yourself, you're bringing something home to your children or your parents if they're older in that category with a predisposition. So this is about acting unselfishly. You don't wear a mask. You're being very selfish. It's not about how strong you think you are. It's how unconcerned you are about what you might spread to someone else. Of course, we all want to be out. That's natural. I like the idea of fresh air, as a matter of fact, for my children and grandchildren. However, you have to do so in a very, very safe way. And that's what leadership the administration should be taking instead of saying magically go away. It's a hoax. Magically, this, that and the other thing. Face the facts, face the reality of what it is. And only then we'll be able as we understand the challenge. Address the needs, do it in a robust and fast way so that we diminish the death toll. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.